السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Best Versions Podcast, where I help you unlock your fullest potential to move from average to excellence in worship, energy, love, and legacy. I'm your host, Rushdie Ismail, a computer engineer turned nutrition and life coach. I'm going to, inshallah, use my experience of over 25 years in the personal and spiritual development field to provide you with practical tools to move from average to excellence, bi-idhnillah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I am very pleased to meet you again today in another episode of the Best Versions of You podcast. Recently, I had a long chat with one of my clients about living a purpose-driven life. Perhaps you can recall that if the last episode was about purpose-driven life, I was talking about five reasons why living a purpose-driven life is absolutely beneficial, right? I hope you have listened to that. So now this week, I just want to talk about something, as although it is related to very much about purpose-driven life. In fact, I want to actually talk about five insanely simple questions to find your unique purpose in 10 minutes. Now, the chat I talked about right now that I had a chat with my client. So I had a chat with my client about a purpose-driven life. That person was struggling with finding his purpose in life. He thought that having a unique purpose wasn't necessary to contribute to the best version of himself. And I obviously listed him all the reasons why the exact opposite is the fact. So in order to convince him, I also gave him an assignment. I asked him to list all the people he adores in his life who positively impacted him. So he came up, mashallah, with a long list, a big number of people that really had a massive impact on him in his life. So after listening to him and all those people he mentioned, I asked him how these people impacted his life. So he gave me a couple of examples. He said, for example, how his primary school teacher helped him think positively in life, how his father made him the strong person he is right now, etc., etc. So we had a long chat, and at the end of the chat, I asked him then this simple question. And I want you to pay attention to this simple question, okay? So I asked him, are all of these people you mentioned right now, okay? All of these people you mentioned right now, are they inward facing or outward facing? So what does it mean, inward facing? I said, inward facing is like a person who live self-centric, not only for himself, you know, it's all about himself. Yeah, it's all about him and himself. And outward facing is a person, he's not just all about himself. He has a balance. He also focuses on others. He wants to help others become better as well. So in other words, they were not just thinking about themselves, but also about others. That's what outward facing means. So without hesitation, he said, all of them who had a great impact on him, they had the drive to contribute something to others positively. So basically, they were the people who were outward facing. And that's when I told him this. You know, if you want to live a happy and successful life in this world and inshallah in the akhirah, which is obviously more important for us as Muslims, right? Then we need to do something that benefits us and others. So if you want to live a happy and successful life in this world and in the akhirah, in the next world, then we need to do something that benefits us and others. And to be honest with you, looking at the most successful people in any field, you will realize that they don't just focus on themselves alone. While they do benefit them first and foremost, and which should be the way, right? They also focus on serving others best. So that's very important. You need to obviously focus on yourself first and foremost. That's why I always say a Mohsin is not a candle. He is a lighthouse. He doesn't just focus on himself. He doesn't just focus on others and then burn himself. in that process. Rather, he focuses on himself. He makes sure that he is energized spiritually, mentally, physically. But he has so much energy that he can also contribute others abundantly. So his existence is a benefit for himself as well as for others. And this is exactly what I want every human being to live like. I mean, you need to make sure that you benefit yourself, right? At the same time, you also benefit others. You know, even if you look at profitable business around the world, you will see that you only become prosperous in the long term if you consider how to serve others best. You can't become, like, for instance, Amazon, right? Amazon, you know, Jeff Bezos, or however you call him, he is very rich, not because he just focused on himself. You cannot achieve a profitable business for a long term without considering how to serve others best. It's very important in any business you think about. Even if you want to, let's say, just you want to open a burger shop and you are just thinking about yourself, like, I want to make money, but I'm not really interested in giving the best burger in the town, most probably the burger shop wouldn't run for long term, right? So the simple message I'm trying to share here is simply this. Average people live a self-centric life. It's about themselves, about them. People who aspire to achieve excellence, who want to go to the next level in their life, they want to benefit themselves and others. So they want to share their goodness with others. You know, the people who are other-centric, they want to share their goodness with others, which makes them outward-facing and as well as other-centric. And that begs the question, how do you find the unique purpose that benefits you and others? So today, I come up with 5 simple questions that will, inshallah, help you find your unique purpose in less than 10 minutes. So that's, are you ready for that? Are you ready to find your unique purpose in less than 10 minutes? I know it's a bold claim, but inshallah, I hope I can deliver that. Okay, so get your pen and paper and let's roll. Great. Question number one, what do you love to do in your life? Do you love to cook? Do you like to write? Do you like to design? Do you like to talk? Do you like to learn? Do you like to code? Do you like to code? Or do you like to teach like me? What do you like to do? What do you love to do? Honestly, you will probably come up with a big list of things that you love to do. Most people come with many things, like it. There are not one thing that we love to do, right? Certain people like to travel, certain people like to cook, certain people like to write. So there's a long list of things. That's great. Okay. For now, let's come up with one thing that you love to do for now. Okay. Ask yourself this sub question, which we may call question 1A. So we are still dealing with question number 1, right? So it's a sub-question 1A. Of those things that you love to do, what is the one thing you feel qualified to teach other people right now? Okay? Let me repeat the question here. Of those things you love to do, what is the one thing you feel qualified to teach other people right now? Like many things in life, these answers aren't written on stone. So don't overthink about that. So the more you spend soul searching, the clearer the answer becomes. Okay. This is something I mention every time to my clients as well. Consider all these questions as dynamic in nature. They change from time to time. The answers change from time to time, from location to location. However, these kinds of questions help you kickstart the process of finding your true, unique, higher purpose. I know I have asked these kinds of questions hundreds of times in my life for quite a long time, maybe at least for a decade, 100, maybe at least for 10 years. So right now, if you were to ask me what I love to do so much that I feel like I'm qualified to teach, My answer without any hesitation would be this. I love teaching others to live up to their fullest potential. That's something I absolutely love to do. And this is, you feel that, right? I mean, even in the podcast that I do it because I love teaching others to live up to their fullest potential. I want to help people to move to the next level, inshallah. So that's what I love to do. Now, back to you. What's the thing you love to do so much that you feel qualified to teach others? Can you think of it? Now, write down the first question that comes to your mind. Don't overthink about it. Think about it. What's the real thing that you really love? And then just write down, okay? As I said, it's a dynamic process. You can ask these questions 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 times, 100 times, no problem. You will feel after a certain time, okay, this is exactly what I love to do. If I would have asked this question 10 years before, maybe the answer would have been something else. Right now, this is my answer. And in 10 years after, I don't know, things can change. So think about this as a dynamic in nature. Okay, question number 2. Why do you love to do it? So you answered something in question number 1. Okay, what you love to do it. I hope you have come up with an answer. It's very important that you come up with an answer. If it is not today, tomorrow, ask again and again and again until you feel like that is your thing that you love to do. Okay. So question number 2 again. Why do you love to do it? The thing that you mentioned right now that you love to do, why do you love to do it? What's the reason? Answer this question honestly to yourself. Why do you really love to do that? I mean, if you were to ask me, I would say, I love teaching others to live up to their fullest potential because that is when I feel most vibrant and happy. I feel like I'm in my element. I feel like I'm fulfilling my calling. Alhamdulillah. So that's why I love to do that. Okay? So ask yourself, why do you love to do it? Then comes question number 3. Who do you want to teach it to? Who do you want to teach it to? I assume that you know what you love to do so much that you feel qualified to teach it to others. And you also know why you love to do it. Alhamdulillah. Now the question number 3 is, who do you want to teach it to? Who do you want to teach it to? Picture those people in mind. Who are these people? Where do they live? Picture them in your mind. I mean, in my case, those are, I want to teach actually to Muslims who aspire to go to the next level in their life. I want to teach Muslims who want to living average life. They want to go to the next level in their life, inshallah. Those are the people I'm actually targeting. Those are the people I want to teach it. So that's question number 3. Let's now move on to question number 4. Now, what do all these people want or need? So, now that you have defined to whom you want to teach what you love to do, okay? Think about what all those people want or need. Or to be more precise, what do they want or need that you have that they come to you? Okay? You said you love to teach something to someone, to a certain audience. Now, what's the reason they should come to you? Why? Think about that. So you're teaching something you love. How can your teaching fulfill their want or need? That's question number 1. So, okay, you said you love teaching something to someone, to a certain group. How can your teaching fulfill their want or need? Because if you can't fulfill their want or needs, it won't be profitable for any of you in any ways. Okay? So, I say, I teach a system. That's my well framework plus the system I have created. So, I know that most people want to change their life. They want to go to the next level in their life, but they don't have a framework. They don't know how to create a system. And that's something I own it and I feel like I can teach it to others. That's what I do. So what do you have that others can benefit from it? So as I said, how can your teaching fulfill their want or need? Think about that. Now, question number 5, how do they change? How do they change or transform due to what you give them? So you said right now you're teaching to someone else what you love, and you have figured out how your teaching can actually fulfill their want or need. Now, how do they change from what you teach? How do they change or transform due to what you give them? Think about that. In my case, they learn the system and the tools to unlock their fullest potential. The Muslims, I love teaching, or I love helping people to unlock their fullest potential, and the tools that I teach them help them to unlock their fullest potential. Now, voila, what you love to do becomes not something that you love to do, but also something that benefits others. So what you love to do isn't just benefiting you, but also helping people around you. You see, end of the day, you can't live a meaningful life without being someone who contributes to the betterment of others. So your authentic, unique, higher purpose is in the intersection of what you love to do and how others can benefit from what you love to do. Let me repeat that. Your authentic higher purpose is in the intersection of what you love to do and how others can benefit from what you love to do. Now imagine a Venn diagram, right? You can imagine a Venn diagram, and on the left side is what you love to do. Write down what you love to do. On the right side, it is what others benefit from it. So the intersection provides you with a unique purpose in life. Once you find out what you love to do, and also find out how others can benefit from it, that's when you really find out your unique purpose in life. So if what you love to do contributes others to becoming a better person, then indeed you have found your unique purpose in life. Now, these questions are simple questions. I agree with that. But they aren't really easy questions. And you need to spend some time. You need to spend not once or twice or thrice, maybe 5 times, 10 times. Repeat this process. And I can guarantee, inshallah, at the end of this process, you will find something that what you really love to do, as well as you will find something that will, inshallah, help others to become better. So it's a real jackpot. You're not only benefiting yourself, you're also benefiting others. That is going to be, inshallah, beneficial for you, inshallah, in this world as well as in the akhirah. So that's all from me for today. Thanks so very much for listening to my podcast. I sincerely pray that this episode helps you go from average to excellence in worship, energy, love, and legacy. And last but not least, please subscribe to my podcast and share the podcast with your family and friends. You can make a difference in others' lives by sharing this information with them. So until we meet in the next episode, inshallah, next Friday, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His choicest blessings on you and your family. And let me end the podcast with the greetings of Jannah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.